Welcome to the Precision Pays podcast, featuring news and information important for growers who want to produce more efficiently. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. The second Ag Connect Expo, held in Atlanta in early January, featured lots of information about precision agriculture. Besides the new technology on display, there were some great educational sessions for farmers who attended. Successful Farming Innovations Theater featured one session titled Vision for 2020, Does Precision Farming Pay?, featuring three real farmers who related their experiences with adopting precision technology on their row crop operations. Doug Applegate, who farms near Oakland, Iowa, says he's been employing precision techniques for about 15 years.
We started using yield monitor and GPS in 1996. We were doing a little grid sampling previous to that. And in 1997, we started recording planter tracks with the GPS and yield monitor also. And so we've used that lots of years for grid sampling and just a lot of learning. When we first started, I was getting a little bit bored with farming, and the GPS added some new dimensions for learning.
He explains why they decided to invest in this technology so early.
When we started, I think it was, everything was so new, so it was a lot of curiosity, but it gave us a tool to keep track of where everything was planted, compare yields. Variety selection is very big on being cost effectiveness of using this equipment. So that was probably our original payoff for going that way. And recent years it's been the individual row shutoffs on the planter. And we put our fertilizer nitrogen on with the planter and starter with the planter, and saves considerable amount of money having the shutoffs.
Applegate says having good technical support is critical to making the precision equipment work the way it should.
We've had the full spectrum of support issues. In the early years, we were making wiring harnesses and things to do some things we wanted to do, and all the way to a year or two ago, we were starting up in the spring, and my GPS wasn't working, and I called Adam, and told him it wasn't working. He says, "You turn that switch on back there in the corner of the cab." "Oh yeah." So we've had a little of everything. We've had a couple of years that yield monitor would not calibrate on corn, and the discovery was it took 8 to 10 calibration loads to make it actually work, and that was contrary to what everyone had told us. And once we did that, then everything fell together and worked.
Bill Darrington, who runs Darrington Farms in western Iowa, who came to the Precision Ag game much later, just a few years ago, was waiting for the right technology.
We started with the technology in 2006, which I actually didn't adapt some of the technology as soon as I would have liked to have. We were kind of waiting for a time when a company would come out with a system of technology where we didn't have to start trying to pull different sources from different companies and make different programs all talk to each other. So we were kind of waiting for a systems approach to move it into the technology. Primarily we were using the auto shutoffs on our fertilizer applicator, corn planter, the sprayer, and then backing that up with the field monitor data on the combine. We do a lot of research with yield data as far as applications of different foliars and stuff with the sprayer. So for us, it's been a mechanism for increasing yield.
Darrington says the hilly ground of western Iowa he farms makes precision ag technology critical.
The thing that we see in our hills, in our rough terrain, we end up with a lot of overlaps. And you all know what it's like when you plant 34,000 seeds, that when you double that, generally you don't have much yield in them areas. So that was one of the things we were trying to do was control the amount of overlap, keep the corn from falling down. Also, when the applications are made of fertilizer, we've got specific goals in mind as far as the rates of nitrogen. That's all fine and dandy until you get onto that same little knob with the point rows, and you've got one spot where you might hit three different directions with the nitrogen. And we've actually seen some yield stabilization or increase in yield come in some of them areas because we're not doubling and tripling with the corn planter. We're not doubling and tripling with the sprayer, we're not doubling and tripling with the fertilizer applicator. So for us, we've been able to even out, I guess, create a lot more consistent yield across the fields. So that's a very quick way that we've noticed the way the system's paying for itself.
And as an admitted techie novice, he's glad to have technical support not too far away.
Well, we're lucky enough where we're located. We've got a very good group, Heartland Technologies. It's about 20 miles away from both Doug and myself. They've got tremendous staff, very knowledgeable people. Some of the primary people we work with also farm on the side. They're using the technology in their own operations. That's very important. One thing that I was a little bit reluctant to jump on board is I'm not a computer guy. For me, I felt pretty good when I mastered texting. But being able to have people that I could call and basically knew how dumb I was at this and not have to be trying to be a computer technician and explain to them what the issue was, the support that we received was the difference between reaching around on the back and turning off the unit and being able to make one phone call and having the issue cured. The support is huge if you're not into the technical side or don't want to get into having to understand how the computer works. And for us, the ability to team up with somebody that was there to back us up was the difference between a victory and a failure. So that can be huge. And if you're looking for somebody to make a purchase from, you really need to find out what their support system is like. You know, whether you talk to other people in the area or do some interviews with them, because you are going to have a teamwork. You're going to have to network with them people.
William Masteller of Central South Dakota's Masteller Farms works about 1,500 acres of wheat, corn, and soybeans. He says his friends in precision agriculture pushed him into using this technology.
So I've got set up with the RTKA base. I've been working with that. And I've used some precision tools on my planter that have really helped me try to become way more efficient. And I'm starting to adopt all the maps and data and things like that into FarmWorks program.
He says the adoption of precision ag technology was a business decision.
For me, farming is a business, of course, and they don't exactly give land away or make more of it. And since I have such a limited amount to work with, I've got to become as efficient as possible and make every dollar that is working on that farm pay for me.
And just like the other two farmers who spoke at this Ag Connect Expo session, Masteller says technical support is so important because the information is so important.
You know, because if I'm sitting at the end of the field and I've got something going wrong, whether it's the auto steer isn't working correctly or I don't know, or I'm not recording data like I should be, it is so easy just to flip the button in the back of the box and just say forget about it and just go. And which I have done in the past. But then later on in the year, you're just kicking yourself because you've lost that one opportunity you had to collect data.
William Masteller, Doug Applegate, and Bill Darrington, just three real farmers at the recent Ag Connect Expo who explained how and why they use precision ag techniques in their row crop operations. That's today's Precision Pays podcast. Thanks to Ag Leader Technology for sponsoring this program. I'm John Davis reporting.